Today my guest will be Ralph Tiger Jones, one of the few fighters who's defeated Sugar Ray Robinson. I'll return with middleweight contender Ralph Tiger Jones right after this important message. Well, Ralph, you're one of the few fighters who can lay claim to the fact that you have a victory over Sugar Ray Robinson. You have been for a long time a leading contender for the middleweight title, yet you've never been a champ. What is the situation here?
Well, I want to even clarify even further. I'm one of the few fighters that has a victory over Sugar Ray that Ray hasn't beaten in a return bout. And for the simple reason, Ray won't give me a return bout. But the thing is, I spoke to his manager when I was up the gym and asked him, won't Ray give me a return bout? So he says, well, maybe he will. I said, oh, he won't give me a return bout. The only way I'll fight him is in the back alley somewhere. So he says, no, don't be too sure. He might give you a return bout.
If you got a return bout, do you think the results? Oh, this is an obvious question, naturally. I am on this kick that I always say, isn't this silly? An interviewer asking his guest whether or not he thinks he's going to defeat the fellow they fight against. Certainly this is an obvious question, but do you think that things could end up for you if you got the opportunity to get in the ring again with Ray? What is your answer?
I think if I got in the ring again with Ray, that would be just the beginning of my career, because just like he owns Bubba Olson, I think I own him.
Oh,
I
sure.
Mean, somewhere in this world there's a man that is always better than the other man. I don't care how many times they fight. He just, maybe you call it the jinx or the hex. I'm not superstitious, but I just think it's a matter of styles.
Are you saying Ray is afraid of you?
Well, I won't put it out in such blank words, but what else can you think when I still can't get a return bout with him?
Ralph Jones, I just want to say that I've always admired the aggressiveness as a fighter, the crowd pleaser that you are when you get out there, and I want to wish you and your charming wife the very best of success, and if you keep listening to her, you're not going to have any troubles at all.
Well, we may fuss and fight, but we always come out all right. But Jackie, I've always admired your aggressiveness in baseball also. And I think that was the greatest thing when you were playing ball.
That just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.